All right, Brooke, you're going for 9 wins in a row.
Okay.
Really? 9?
What?
Gosh. Is it that many?
Do you really need to sound that surprised? Yes, Jeffrey. I have had a streak of like 40 or something or 50 before, okay?
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
Shut up, all right?
You've just been losing a lot recently, but okay, maybe this is right. Maybe you are up to 9.
It is right, Jeffrey.
And you're going to be playing Bradley from Lake Forest Park. What's up, Bradley?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, you got some doubters in your life, Bradley? The question you're
all the time, but...
Here we are.
Laugh away the truth.
Yeah, Brooke's laughing, Bradley's laughing.
Yeah. Oh,
man. We're not good at what we do.
Oh, no. Okay. That's not what I said.
All right, Brooke. You get out of the studio while that happens. Bradley, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
You bet. Let's do this.
All right. Your time starts now. On this day in 1620, the Mayflower landed in what is now what East Coast state?
Massachusetts.
Sodium chloride is the chemical name for what mineral?
Salt.
What Italian city is home to Michelangelo's Statue of David?
Pass.
In fiction, what's the last name of Hannibal the Cannibal?
Oh, pass.
What's the fourth letter in the Greek alphabet?
Delta.
The War of 1812 began in which year?
1810.
All right, got those in. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And on my phone screener here, Bradley, it says the interesting fact about you is that you are a dog lover.
Yes, I 100% am.
So are we. All of us are.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a golden doodle, and you can follow him on Instagram under Life with Kovu.
How do you spell Kovu? K-O-B-U?
The V is in Victor.
Oh.
Kovu. Oh, was he named after recent events?
He was named after The Lion King 2. He was named after Scar's nephew.
Of course.
Right, Kovu.
That Kovu. I thought it was the other Kovu. Okay.
Scar's nephew.
Yeah. Yes.
How could you name a golden doodle after an evil? Like, wouldn't that be a bad?
But he had a little white scar on his forehead, and in Swahili, Kovu means scar, so it was super cute.
Oh, okay.
Now we're really getting deep into Lion King.
All right. I like it.
All right, Brooke, it's your turn to answer questions. You ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1620, the Mayflower landed in what is now what East Coast state?
Plymouth, Delaware.
Sodium chloride is the chemical name for what mineral?
Salt.
What Italian city is home to Michelangelo's Statue of David?
David is in... Oh, I've been there, pass.
In fiction, what's the last name of Hannibal the Cannibal?
Hannibal Lecter.
What's the fourth letter in the Greek alphabet?
Alpha, beta, zeta... I don't know. Epsilon.
All right. Got our answers in. Let's go to the scoreboard and find out how you did with Jose.
Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Bolaños.
My favorite movie of all time. Bradley, you got 3 correct today, my man.
Oh, pretty good, Bradley.
Brooke?
Yes.
You got...
Okay.
2
oh,
correct.
Oh, no. I lost.
Wow. Shocker, Brooke loses another.
Jeff jinxed you.
Did jinx me.
Congratulations, Bradley.
All the time playing Brooke in my car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
It's Florence, isn't it?
We're going over the answers
for everybody here. I've seen David in person.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, that's shameful.
On this day in 1620, the Mayflower landed in Massachusetts.
Oh. Yeah.
Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Brooke. Oh, well, I thought it was Delaware. Right,
sodium chloride is the chemical name for salt. Michelangelo's Statue of David is in Florence.
Oh. So shameful.
Oh, no, Brooke.
Hannibal the Cannibal's last name is Lecter. The fourth letter in the Greek alphabet is Delta.
Fourth?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
ABCD, Brooke.
Yeah.
What's a C?
I don't know. I used to know this back in my frat days, but
I know,
I forgot.
Me too.
And then
finally, let's move forward.
And the last question, War of 1812 began in 1812.
Oh, I didn't get to that part. Yeah. I would have gotten that one.
Yeah. It does make you overthink it.
So congratulations, Bradley. Not only do you get 100 of Brooke's dollars, but just for playing, you also got a $25 Zeke's Pizza gift card and swag. Now at Zeke's, you can order and get delivered canned cocktails, bottled wine, or seltzers with your pizza. You just go to zekespizza.com or order from the Zeke's app, or you can do what I always do and pop your shirt off, head to the back area of Zeke's and reenact the pottery scene from Ghost, but with garlic knots instead.
actually like that better.
Mm-hmm. Very romantic. It's all the garlic
turns
butter.
Me on more.
Yeah. So congratulations, Bradley.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out of here, Bradley.
Hug Kovu for
whatever.
Us.
Whatever.
We'll be back to play Winbrooks Bucks same time tomorrow.